News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Doesn't seem fair to play the beginning of this song and not get into the chorus so we can keep dancing. The funky, yeah. This was a suggestion from Todd St. Ors, who's here this morning with Gulf Coast Air Care, our expert on air care. And how long have you been doing this, sir?
Gosh, 31 years. We had our birthday in December last month, about a month ago today.
So. That's right. So congratulations and Happy New Year, sir. Well, it's good to see you.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, so tell me everything.
Clean slate, fresh start.
Okay.
Weather's the same.
Okay. Well,
humid.
Florida weather. We are talking with Todd St. Ors, who's with Gulf Coast Air Care. So if you have a question or a comment, this is the perfect time. The seasons are changing. We've got Florida weather, warm weather in the morning, and the overnight it's 20 degrees. So there's an opportunity for you to ask questions about that at 850-437-1620. Text it in, and I know Todd will do his best to answer the questions. But before that, talk about your business, where you're located, what y'all do, some of the services you provide.
Yeah, we have been in Gulf Breeze for all of those 30-plus years.
Wow.
And our number is 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. I'm licensed in Florida and in Alabama, any jurisdiction.
Oh, that's helpful.
And we're kind of a niche contractor. I mean, we have strengths, and then we have things that we don't do as well, and we refer those to other people. But we've been in the indoor air quality. We started out just straight up doing duct cleaning many years ago. I used to work at the NADEP, and then when they closed down, I went out the gate, and God bless Kathy. She found something for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's consumed the last 30 years for me. So
that kept you busy for sure.
Yeah. And so we've evolved into, you know, kind of the indoor environment where we were just cleaning systems now. And now we do duct design and duct renovation. And, you know, we can help you with, hot and cold rooms, and mold issues is a big one we find because of our humidity here.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of microbial growth, and it's a big concern for a lot of people. And it's not very common where we don't see some measure of microbial growth in the inspections we do.
Well, what do you recommend? How often should people have their systems checked?
Well, yeah, you know, it's a brand new year, so it's a clean slate. You should have an inspection done at a minimum once a year.
Okay.
Now is the time. If you know you have an issue or something like that, it's the off season for HVAC. So if you know you got a piece of equipment that just limped through last summer, or it, you know, may not make it all the way through this year, a lot of people just look at the equipment, the air handler unit and the outside condenser unit.
Right.
And they don't, the ductwork's in the attic. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind. So if you need any work done on the duct, now's the time, because those attics are it's temperate. The attic's not super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier for us to get around, get that stuff done. And if you're not sure, call us for an estimate and an inspection. We'll come out and talk to you about whatever issues you're having. Like, you know, we have hot and cold rooms, or somebody with sensitivities or allergies or breathing concerns or something like that, or, you know, high utility bills.
Right.
And those usually show up in the summertime. That's when that air conditioner is running a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see it in heating season as well.
Sure.
You get a, you know, we
had a couple 20 degree nights.
Yeah,
or
we've had a couple. So, you know, we're having the kind of winter I like to have, like not too rough.
Right.
So.
That's why we live here.
Yeah. That's it. Like, I'm not interested in all that polar vortex that's going on north of here.
Yeah, no, thank you.
But, you know, we have our other sets of challenges, you know, and so we want to help you with filtration and basic maintenance and the stuff that you can do. We want to share that with you. But the stuff that you need a professional for, like air duct cleaning and, you know, duct leakage testing and rebalancing and all that. And we do commercial, residential, institutional work. I had a bunch of work in the past fall here for the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
There's been a ton of stuff that we've done down at Harold Burton Eglin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're starting to catch up our residential schedule now. And then, so it's easy to do a lot of that, you know, a lot of the ugly stuff that we find in June, July, and August, we push off till this time of year.
Right.
So that we can get in the attic and then it doesn't cost you that extra heat surcharge. You know, there's a heat surcharge when the attic's over 100 degrees.
Oh, no kidding.
And I just give it to the guys that are working up in there because it's brutal work.
Oh, I bet. But
now you save that right now. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions or concerns, call us 850-934-2768.
Well, and, I was going to ask you about a few years ago, I found myself sniffling. I was just seemed to have this constant cold, seemed to get worse when I was at home. And I didn't make the connection till it happened to have the air conditioner folks came in and did a check.
Right.
They said, are you aware that your ducts are full of mold?
Right.
Well, I don't see them. I had no idea. And so once they finally got all that cleaned out, miraculously, I felt better. It was such, but it was a very kind of insidious thing. It never crossed my mind that that was the problem.
Well, and it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Unless you're looking at an evaporator coil, it starts there. Because during AC, that evaporator coil is wet and it accumulates stuff on it. And, you know, so it's the perfect storm inside that dark, properly conditioned space with moisture. It'll grow. In the heating season, what we're at now, well, we're kind of in heating season.
A little off and on.
Back and forth. But when you dry things out and heat and you raise the temperature, then that stuff gets baked and it becomes what we call friable or crumbly. Mm. And it'll release allergens and spores and all kinds
sense.
Of stuff through the duct system once the heat comes on. And we have this sometimes on a daily basis. You know, you'll have a heater going in the morning and then by the afternoon, we need to turn the air conditioners on. So that coil is dry, then it goes to wet, then it goes to dry again, then it goes to wet again. So you get, and a lot of people, they don't really reach out to us for help until they have some issue that catches their attention, like the sniffles, like you talked about.
Right.
It's like there's a bucket full of water and you don't really, it doesn't bother you until it overflows.
Sure.
So they'll see black stuff around the ceiling vents maybe or get a funky odor.
Yeah, you don't really think that that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's like, where's this wet dog, wet towel smell coming from when the air conditioner runs? And it could be a biofilm, is something as simple as a biofilm on the coil. And, you know, you go from wet to dry on a day or on a cycle of the air conditioning and it activates that.
Gotcha.
So that's a simple fix. And then, of course, we got, that end of the house never gets
cool or warm. Right.
And the upstairs, you know, if you have a two-story house with one system, you know, that's one of my pet peeves is it's a design issue. We can try and help you in a lot of cases, but, you know, they'll have the thermostat and the return downstairs and the upstairs freezing to get the downstairs temperate. Or the opposite, you know, it's freezing upstairs before you get the downstairs even under control. So.
If you just joined us talking with Todd St. Orts, he's the owner of Gulf Coast Air Care based in Gulf Breeze. Been around 30 plus years now, we can say. I've known Todd for years. And
and
it's great because he's got a great reputation. He follows through on all that he does and participates in the community. So that's a win-win for me. But if you have a question or something that you've been thinking about, maybe this is a good time to ask. You can text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the other stuff we do because, you know, people are aware that of HVAC and duct. I'm shocked after 30 years there's people say, I don't understand duct cleaning. I don't know how it works and I don't know what to expect. And it's like, I didn't think there was people out there that didn't know duct cleaning, but it's been my life and passion for 30 years.
Of course.
But, you know, I get a lot of questions about UV lights, you know. So, like, what can I do to prevent the mold from coming back?
Mm-hmm.
And so once we get it cleaned and remediated, we get that renovation done on the duct system, you know, what can we put in place? So the ultraviolet light, there's a couple of different versions of this thing. The most effective place to place an HVAC installation for ultraviolet light, it's the C band of UV light. A and B is what gives you a sunburn at the beach if you don't have sunscreen on.
Okay.
The C band of UV light, which is what these emitters of these fixtures put out, kills microbials on a cellular level.
Hmm.
And so you want them exposed right to where that stuff starts to build. So you want that light shining on the evaporator coil. That's where I'm trying to get to.
Wow. Okay.
Ductwork somewhere, it's not really, you're not getting full benefit. You got some UV light in there, but mm-hmm. catching it on the flyby is not going to help you. Like, you want to have it at the source.
Right. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
On our duct cleaning, we call our process source removal vacuuming. So our process, we're removing the source of the stuff from the duct. Mm-hmm. And with the UV light, you want it on the source of where that stuff starts to originate. So it'll start growing on that evaporator coil, and then it spreads from there. And you see that, your drain line gets backed up. You want to put the vinegar and not the bleach down in there. In the wintertime, when you're not running air conditioning all the time, that drain line is dry.
Mm-hmm.
So probably don't need to put that vinegar down there every time. But people ask me,
Is that located?
That's in the air conditioner closet, in the heater closet. Uh-huh. There'll be a pipe that drains out. And a lot of times there's a cap there. And you can take that cap off and dump a little vinegar down there and let it sit and then chase it with some hot water.
But you said not bleach.
Don't do bleach, because bleach is caustic. It'll eat up the coil fins if it gets in on the evaporator coil. And, air conditioners are expensive these days.
Yeah.
Used to be $4,000 or $5,000. Now it's $8,000 or $10,000.
Wow. Okay.
But you want to keep up with that basic maintenance kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the UV light, it can be installed right there. It gives you that protection. We have a American based company. They're out of Florida, actually. They got bought by one of the big supply companies, mm-hmm. but they're down in Jupiter, and they run a lifetime warranty on their power supply and a 2-year bulb is what you change on the. I'm looking at the clock and it's spinning back. Look at that clock right there.
So, oh yeah, don't just ignore that.
Okay, all right. I was just, it's in my line of vision. I'm like, wow, the clock's spinning backwards.
Yeah,
all right,
just ignore that.
I'm getting younger.
They put that up for me.
Is that an atomic adjustment up there?
I don't know what's happening. That's a little scary.
Anyways, so I get a lot of people that ask me about, hey, what about these UV lights that are out there? Ultraviolet, germicidal, there's several different names for them. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of that. I buy fixtures by the case. I don't buy ones or twos at a time.
Right.
And we help people with a lot of that, because once you've spent a fair amount of money getting a HVAC system renovated, because the equipment's in good shape and mm-hmm. it's clean, and then the ductwork's been cleaned and sealed and all that. Like, how do you keep that from coming back?
Absolutely.
And the UV light is one of the other things.
Well, we do have a tendency not to do anything until something goes wrong. Right. So better to do that.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
I
thought that was a Navy maintenance thing. So,
I don't know. I've heard it my whole life. So.
Yeah,
Talking with Todd St. Norris with Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-437-1620. Got a question in here from one of our listeners, Todd.
Oh, good.
And we did talk about that just a little bit, but how often should our ducts be checked by professionals, and asking in the city and on Pensacola Beach? Because obviously it's a little different from the different
Absolutely.
Areas.
Absolutely. So at a minimum, an inspection once a year. Absolutely. Somebody looking at the equipment, the duct. We have a long air conditioning season, 6 or 7 months. That air conditioner runs nonstop, mm-hmm. From the late spring all the way through to, into September, October, something like that. And then intermittently, it just depends on our weather patterns and all that kind of stuff. So at a minimum, once a year, you want to have somebody looking at your system and seeing that the evaporator coil. So if you have like three one thousandths of buildup on your evaporator coil, which is not a lot, it's mm-hmm. just a thin coating or a little bit of dust or particulate or something, depending on what type of filtration you use, that can cause a 23% drop in efficiency.
Wow.
So imagine taking 25% of the capacity of your unit just because it's dirty.
Wow. Okay.
And then from there, it spreads, up into the duct system, and then you get mold that starts right at the plenum, which is the vertical part of the air conditioner before it goes to the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it just spreads into the duct, and you know, the problem gets worse. So, as a New Year's kind of a resolution thing, you know, and I write the newsletter about, yeah, get somebody to look at your air conditioning system this year just to make sure, you know, because you don't want to get that surprise. And if you knew that there was something going on or you suspect, and then you let it go, and then, you know, July 4th, you got a big barbecue going on,
air conditioner,
and it's like, man, I could have nipped this in the bud in
January
or February, and, you know, whatever thing is going on with the HVAC system includes the duct. So, you know, it's important to look at.
Well, we're talking with Todd St. Orris with Gulf Coast Air Care on Pep Talk, and he has a great newsletter. If I wanted to get the newsletter from you, Todd, what would I need to do? So, he does have tips in the newsletter, and very timely. He comes out pretty regularly.
Yeah, so. And it's a short read. It's two or three pages. And, you know, it just kind of gives you, I write a little article about what to think about for the season or the month or whatever. And then a little fun stuff, recipes, and, you know, the funny bone.
Yep, he's got
that my dad jokes. I'm looking for fresh dad jokes this. I'm good for January. I got to get some fresh Valentine's
Day jokes. I've got a good one
jokes.
For you if you're
all
ready.
All right, yeah.
You ready? You got to be pretty good.
Yeah,
I heard
go
this the other day about, you know, New Year's resolutions and giving 100%. It says, give 100% to everything you do except for giving blood. So dumb. It's such a dad joke.
That makes sense.
Okay, you could add that to your funny bone.
So,
but
you know,
you want to get the newsletter, though. I would recommend it because I get it every month and I really enjoy it.
And we've been doing electronically this, you know, we ran into some issues at the printer. So we're going to get back to printing and mailing that thing out in the snail mail. But you can call us at the office, 850-934-2768, or just send us an info@gulfcoastaircare.com. Send us a little email that says, hey, put me on the newsletter list. And there's no obligation or whatever. It gives you a little bit of information, and it gives you a reference and something to think about for this time of year. You know, like, oh, when should I have my dryer vent cleaned? Every year you want to have somebody doing your dryer vent, depending on how much laundry you do, how big your family is, where
That's
your dryer is set
thing
up.
We don't think about.
Yeah. So. And the dryer vent can be a scary thing if it's full of lint and then it heats up, catches on fire. Boy, that's not a good situation.
No, that's not good.
It's like a stage 5 afterburner in a Blue Angel when that thing gets going. It's not good.
No. So. Okay. We have another question from one of our listeners. Does your company have a HVAC maintenance program, and how would we find it, for example, the cost of it, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So call us at the office. We kind of walk a narrow line on doing maintenance from a cleaning and mechanical hygiene standpoint. I don't have an HVAC guy on staff. Everybody's trained up and knowledgeable and all that, but I'm not doing regular service calls or change outs, we should say. You know, and we have a network of partners that we use around town, people that we've been associated with for years and years and years that work together with us to do that kind of stuff. But yeah, we do maintenance and inspections, and, you know, we can help you with that sort of thing. If you need a capacitor, that's something we can help you with. But just call us at the office, 850-934-2768. We've had different programs in the past and kind of adjusted them to the size of our crew. And I have 6 guys in the field right now. So
I like that idea of having a program or a plan that I'm signed up for, because then you remind me.
Right.
Time.
Yeah. And that's the key to it is getting in with somebody that sends you a reminder like, hey, it's time for this inspection. And, you know, some companies do twice a year. They do the heating inspection and the cooling inspection at a very minimum. And now that we're, I mean, everybody's heater, if it's going to kick on, it already has this year with the with the cold snaps that we've had, you know, in the last month or so. But that it's important to get somebody to look at your air conditioner between now and April before it's time to run that thing hard and strong for 6 or 7 months. And then if we find anything that needs to be addressed, you know, oftentimes you think the air conditioner is a problem and really it's the duct.
Interesting.
It's like, why does this thing not work right? You know, how come it's not comfortable in here? The humidity's not down.
The
power bill's
all the time.
Crazy. Yeah, it runs all the time. And that's a duct issue because, you know, the air conditioner is like the heart and lungs, but the duct is a circular system, circulatory system. So, and that's just as important as the equipment. So, because it distributes the air throughout the house and throughout the building. We don't just talk in the residential sense, but in a lot of cases, you know, there's a lot more volume residentially for us than commercially. But it's important to have somebody look at the system, or, and maybe you're thinking, well, you know, I need to do something with the air conditioner later on this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, I don't know about the duct. You know, you don't want to put a brand new high efficiency, high rated SEER unit on a duct system that's 40 or 50 years old.
Ooh,
and not have anybody looking at it, because then you've made the problems worse. Or, you know, you have this expectation like, wow, I got a good deal on this air conditioner, $8,000, and it doesn't meet your expectations because nobody ever looked at the duct.
Mm-hmm.
And the duct needs to be cleaned. It needs to be tight. It needs to be leak free, and that's something we can help you with. You know, and then it gives you an idea to budget for, maybe I got a different thing going on than what I was thinking.
Typically, about what it does it cost for inspections? Because I know you do residential and business.
Yeah, we do estimates for free. So
okay.
We'll come out
and
talk to you and do an estimate and an inspection for free and give you an idea of what's going on. Now, if we do diagnostics, you know, some of our diagnostics start as little as $79, $99 bucks, and go up to $300 or $400 if we're doing blower door testing or airflow evaluation or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and oftentimes, you know, a big diagnostic fee, will credit that towards the big job that we're going to quote you, and that seems to be a fair way to do that. So
when is it time to replace the ducts? Is there a point at which it's just
it's typically
over?
A visual inspection. We cut into a lot of duct and look at it and see what kind of shape it's in. There is a service life on the ductwork.
I suspect people think it's forever.
Right.
Well,
but
I
it's
do.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Right. I don't think about that.
If it's not shiny silver and it's not reflecting the heat load as you're pushing the cold air through there, it's time to change it out. You know, it's like, well, my old refrigerator works and runs great and all that, keeps the beer and the milk cold and all that, you know. But the efficiency in the difference of upgrading to new equipment, when you upgrade to new equipment on the HVAC, you need to make sure that it's connected to the duct system that is sized correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of people say, well, this thing never runs right, so we're going to go from a 3-ton to a 4-ton. Oh, wait, hang on, time out, hold on. Because that duct system is only designed to hold and have the pressure and push 3 tons of air. Now you're pushing 4 tons of air through it. You're going to get some sort of issue going on.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect
and
sense.
So, or if it's leaking, you know, it's like, well, we had a 3-ton system, but really only 2 tons of duct air was coming through the duct because it's leaky. So that's something we can help you with. Call us at the office, 850-934-2768, and GulfCoastAirCare.com is our website. So, you know, just knowing that information helps you make smart decisions about the maintenance on your house and, you know, what you want to do going forward as far as comfort, healthy building, and energy efficiency. That's the three areas where we focus in our work, you know, gaps, cracks, and holes. That's what I tell everybody. My business is about gaps, cracks, and holes, and it helps you get comfort, health, and energy efficiency.
Of course, yeah.
So,
well, you gave me a little thing that I have up on my counter.
A hygrometer.
Yes. So talk about that just for
everybody
about
should
later.
Have a hygrometer, yeah. Because the only thing you get from your thermostat is temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But really the whole comfort factor is determined by temperature and humidity. So if you don't have a little hygrometer, it's just a little gadget that gives you humidity and temperature readings. You can move it around the house. They're less than $20.
It's great.
Get one, put it in there, and then you'll have all that more information.
Okay, one more time, your website and phone number, Tom.
GulfCoastAirCare.com, and our phone is 850-934-2768. And fun to be here for
all
January.
Right. Thank you so much for coming in. It's great to see you. Happy New Year.
All right.
And I would recommend time
let
to get that system in. Yes, let it whip and get that system inspected.